USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
An Arkansas mayor is thanking police officers following a deadly shooting inside a Walmart.
It's due to their heroism and quick response that no civilians were injured. Again, thank you. Truly thank you to the response of the officers.
Forest City Mayor Cedric Williams says police did the right thing by confronting someone at the big box store on Monday. The suspect was making threats inside the Walmart. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Four people are now facing federal charges in connection with the Equifax data breach. The Chinese military hackers are accused of carrying out the breach in 2017 that compromised the personal data of nearly 150 million Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A Rhode Island Catholic priest is denying holy sacraments to lawmakers who supported an abortion rights bill. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reverend Richard Bucci of Sacred Heart Church in West Warwick, Rhode Island, says lawmakers who voted in favor of the Reproductive Privacy Act will no longer be allowed to take communion, witness marriages, or serve as godparents. The bill would put the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision into Rhode Island law. Rhode Island lawmakers already feeling the impact. One state senator says he can no longer be his niece's godfather. Another one says she was forbidden from giving a eulogy at a relative's funeral.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Democrats say even though President Trump was acquitted in the Senate, that doesn't mean they're going to ease off their investigations into his administration. Democrats are weighing whether to pursue new leads of possible wrongdoing or press forward with probes that are already underway when an anonymous whistleblower's allegation last year sparked the impeachment inquiry. Republican Congressman from California, Devin Nunes, tells Fox News enough is enough.
Well, I'd say that old habits die hard. They've done nothing else for their entire time that they've controlled Congress. And don't forget, the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee started this right after Trump was elected. So that's going over 3 years. I'm not sure that they actually know how to do anything else. Because for all practical purposes, the Intelligence Committee in the House isn't really meeting. So my guess is they're going to start with John Bolton, maybe others. They may concoct a new hoax. I'm not sure that that the American people will believe it, but you can be sure of one thing. The mainstream media will support whatever it is the narrative is that they want to build.
And finally, former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, who served as Secretary of Ag from 2009 to 2017, claimed a $150,000 Powerball prize Monday. Vilsack won the January 22nd drawing when the Powerball jackpot had reached over $347 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.